Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma and beginning, Be'ez Hashem, the fifth parak as well. So we are up to Parak Dalid Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah of the fourth parak. And the Mishnah is going to tell us differences, or another difference beyond what we've already learned, between Yom Kippur versus other days of the year. And now we're going to talk about the Atzei Ma'aracha on the Mizbeach. So, B'chol Yom Yom HaYisham Arba Ma'arachos. Throughout the rest of the year, there are always four piles of wood on the Mizbeach. There was the one that they would have the carbon tamid, and the other carbonos that they would be burnt on one pile of wood. That was called the maracha gedola. That was the big maracha of wood. And then they had one that they would take coals from to burn the ketores each and every day. Then they would have one that they just had an esh tamid that was constantly burning on that one. And then they had one that they would burn the evarim upadarim from the previous day's carbonos that hadn't been burnt, that hadn't completely burnt on the day before, so they would burn overnight on that fourth pile of wood. But v'hayom chamesh, on Yom Kippur there were five piles of wood, because they would light an extra one so that they could produce the coals that they needed to burn the other set of ketores that needed to be burnt lifnai v'lifnim in Kodesh Kodashim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the shita of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yossi says the second shita, b'chol yom shalosh v'yom arba. No, every other day there were only three piles of wood, and on Yom Kippur there were four piles of wood, meaning Rabbi Yossi holds that they didn't have a separate pile of wood to burn the Evarim Upadarim of the previous day's Karbanos. They would just move it to the burn them on the Maracha Gedola, and therefore it didn't require its own pile. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'chol Yom Shtayim V'Yom Shalosh, and Rabbi Yehuda says every other day there were only two. And Yom Kippur there were three, meaning they didn't need a separate pile of wood according to Rabbi Yehuda to burn the previous day's korbanos, nor did they need one to have an esh tamid going on the mizbeach. And that's what the Bar Tanura says. The lesle maracha shlishis shel kiyum ha'esh, they didn't have a third pile of wood for the kiyum ha'esh, just to keep the fire going. Umikra shlishis shel va'esh al mizbeach tukad bo lo sichbe darsha Rabbi Yehuda shem mavir kismim dakim. Meaning, the Bar Tanura tries to account for what does he do with the pasuk from which the first Tana, from which Rabbi Meir derived, that they taka do have such a pile of wood on the mizbeach, because all of this is based on psukim. So each one is going to have to figure out what to do with the other one's psukim. So now we move on to Perakei Mishnah Aleph. So we're going back to the Kohen Gadol doing the Ketores and Yom Kippur. So we said that after he filled up a shovel with coals from the mizbeach, he would put the shovel down on the floor, and then he would take the ketores out of a different shovel and put it in a golden spoon, a golden ladle. So tzilos hakaf esamachta. They brought the empty ladle and the shovel full of ketores out to the kohen gadol. The chafan melo chafna v'nasal l'toch hakaf. He scooped out from the shovel, cupfuls of his hands. I mean, cupping his hands, he would scoop out as much as hands could hold from the ketores and put it in the ladle. And how much ketores is that? It depends on the size of the kohen gadol. Hagadol fi gadol. If he was a big guy, then it was with big hands, then it was a large amount. Vakatan fi katano. And if he was a small guy, then it was a small amount. Vakachay semidasa. And that was the amount of ketores that he burnt inside the kodesh hakodashim. Now, once he put the ketores in the ladle, the kohen gadol carried the ladle and the shovel of coals into the kodesh hakodashim. So natal samach to be mean. He took the shovels of coals in his right hand, and he took the ladle of ketores in his left hand, and he came into the Azara. And he would walk in the Heichal, he would walk through the Heichal, till he got to the space that was in between the two parochos, the two curtains that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there was one amma of space in between them. This, of course, was during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, where what separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim were curtains rather than an actual wall with a door in it. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo es Hashem el prochas achas bulvad, that there was really only one curtain there, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vivdila parochas lachem bein HaKodesh uvein Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the curtain, singular, divides between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they made one curtain, and it just happened to have been an amma thick, and that's how you account for the space of an amma, not two curtains that were very thin and were an amma apart from each other. So hachitzona is a proof of minadorum. The outer curtain, assuming that there were two, was folded back and was like in a triangle. It was safety pinned up to create an opening that the Kohen Gadol could go into that space in between the two curtains. Vapnim is minatzafon, and the inner curtain was also folded back and sort of safety pinned in a way that he's able to get out on the other end. Mahalich b'nei natshemikil atzafon, and he would walk through the opening at the south, and he would walk between the curtains until he got to the north, and that was his exit. That's how he got in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He gil atzafon hofich panav ledarum. When he got all the way to the north, he came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he turned toward the south. Mahalich l'smolu and parochas atshu magil la'aron, and he walked toward the south with the curtain on his left and the aron on his right until he got to the northern part of the aron, where the badim were. He gil la'aron nasan es hamachta bein shnei abadim. When he got to the northern part of the aron, he put the shovel of coals on the floor between the two poles in the aron, and then he poured the ketores from the ladle into his cupped hands. Tzoveras haketores al gabei gucholim v'nesanat mali kol habayis kulo ashad. And then he piled up the ketores from his hands onto the coals that were in the shovel, and he waited until it started smoking up, and the whole house, the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim filled with smoke. Yatzu avalu b'derech Beis Knisaso. He then left the Kodesh HaKadoshim the same way he had come in, umespal tefila katzara b'bayis achitzon, and he said a short tefila in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once he was out, he said a short tefila that the content of the tefila, Bartanur writes, is Yehiru Tzom Tfenacha Hashem Elokai She'im Shana Zu Shechuna, that if it's a hot year Shetei Geshuma, that it should be a year that should be have plenty of rain. V'lo Yadi Abdi Sholtum Midbeis Yehuda V'lo Yu Amcha Yisrael Tshichem Parnasa Zemizeh V'lo Me Amacher V'lo Tikarnis Tfenacha Tfilis Over Hidrachim. So he would say that let it be plenty of rain, and the leadership of Klal Yisrael shouldn't be taken away from the Beis Yehuda, and the Klal Yisrael shouldn't need each other, and they shouldn't need other nations to get the financial support that they need to live, and the Over Yidrachim Hudavin, that it shouldn't rain, should not be listened to, because people are traveling very often, they don't want rain to ruin their travels, so don't listen to that, because we really need the rain. But he wouldn't be marich. In tefillah, it was a short tefillah, shelo lahavit es Yisrael, so that he wouldn't frighten the Jewish people, because if he didn't come out quickly, they'd be afraid that he died, because a lot of the Kohanim Gedolim, especially during Bayis Sheni, were unworthy and therefore died while they were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in order not to frighten people that maybe he had died, he would make the tefillah a tefillah ketzara. So to review quickly what we learned today, in the last mission of Perek Dalet, we said that there were three different opinions about how many piles of wood were on the Mizbech typically during the year, but according to all opinions, there was one extra one on Yom Kippur from which they would get the coals to burn the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So opinion number one is that there were four throughout the rest of the year. That's from Meir. Rabbi Yossi says there were three, and Rabbi Yehuda says there were two, but again, everyone agrees there was one extra one on Yom HaKippurim. And then in Parakei, Mishnah Aleph, we learned how the Kohen Gadol would gather the coals and the Ketores and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim through the space between the two curtains, curtains that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We tracked his path to get between the two Badei HaAron on the northern side of the Aron, and how he then burnt the Ketores, and the whole place filled with smoke, and then he came on his way out, and in the Kodesh he said a tefillah, but not a very long tefillah, because he didn't want anyone to worry, and then he came out and appeared in front of the nation. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Beis.